In the gospel today, Jesus speaks his first words in the gospel of John, as recorded by John. And those first words are, "What are you looking for?" These are spoken to these two disciples of John the Baptist, who, when John points out that Jesus, as the Lamb of God, go and start to follow him. One of these is the apostle Andrew. And Jesus says to them, "What are you looking for?" And they don't really know exactly how to say it, but they say that what they say is, "Where are you staying?" Which seems sort of a strange response. But it seems to me what they're saying is, we're looking for you. You know, we're looking for you. We want to remain with you. And that's what they do. They stay with him that day, and they end up staying with him as his disciples. One of the things that we have to constantly remember is that Jesus is with us also. And we need to recognize him. That's what's so good about John the Baptist. He points out, look, he's the one. You know, nobody knew who Jesus was at that point, but John did. And John pointed him out. And that's what then Jesus says, "What are you looking for? What are you looking for?" And Jesus says the same thing to us. What are you looking for? And we need to really make sure that our answer is him. "I'm looking for you, Lord." Because if you're looking for anything else but him, you're going to be very disappointed. Only he can fulfill what we're really looking for. And so we want to ask him to recognize that he is with us and for him to stay with us. I'd like to share with you three prayers or sort of meditations today on this idea of the presence of Jesus, of Jesus remaining with us. They're ones that have helped me very much to remember his presence. Because it's the presence of Jesus that makes all the difference. You know, in this world right now, at this time, we seem to be very distracted, very concerned, very worried about many, many things. But if we remember the presence of Jesus, then we have great peace. We have great confidence in him. Anyone who would do this for us, you can have a lot of confidence in. And so this is the first prayer. It's a prayer said sometimes before you, as you begin your prayer, to help you be in the right place. "My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I beg pardon for my sins and the grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me." That's a prayer of a saint that he would always say before he began his prayers. "I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me." The second isn't, I guess, technically a prayer. It's a reflection. It's in a book that's a series of meditations about the woman at the well, you know, the Samaritan woman at the well. And it's from the very end. You know, when she has gone back into her village and told the people of her village about what's happened, and they can see she's been radically changed, and they come to believe in Jesus. And this is this reflection. "But at the first uncertainty which troubles you, pray to Jesus as the people of Sychar," the village of the woman, the Samaritan woman, "prayed to him. And later, as did the two disciples at Emmaus, to stay with you. Mane nobiscum Domine. Stay with us, Lord. Realize the divine presence of our Lord in your life. force yourself consciously to spend 2 days with him. That's the time he spent with the people of that village. I mean by this, live truly under his regard. Bring him more into your daily life. Meet him in your work. Speak to him as to a traveling companion. See him seated near you at the family table. The feeling of his presence will give your conversations a better and more charitable tone. Don't we all need that? Your intimate thoughts will be inspired by his spirit. Your affections will be stronger, your troubles lighter. His smile will cheer you when you wake up, and you will throw yourself on your knees to greet him with hopes of the new day. And then finally, I'd like to share with you a very, very beautiful prayer, one that, frankly, I wasn't familiar with until just a few days ago. I was sharing some of these ideas with some of the parish staff, and one of the staff members mentioned a prayer of Padre Pio, St. Pio, this prayer that he wrote to say after Holy Communion. Stay with me, Lord, for it is necessary to have you present so that I do not forget you. You know how easily I abandon you. Stay with me, Lord, because I am weak and I need your strength so that I might not fall so often. Stay with me, Lord, for you are my life, and without you, I am without fervor. Stay with me, Lord, for you are my light, and without you, I am in darkness. Stay with me, Lord, to show me your will. Stay with me, Lord, so that I hear your voice and follow you. Stay with me, Lord, for I desire to love you very much and always be in your company. Stay with me, Lord, if you wish me to be faithful to you. Stay with me, Lord, for as poor as my soul is, I want it to be a place of consolation for you, a nest of love. Stay with me, Jesus, for it is getting late, and the day is coming to a close, and my life passes. Death, judgment, eternity approach. It is necessary to renew my strength, so I will not stop along the way, and for that I need you. It is getting late, and death approaches. I fear the darkness, the temptations, the dryness, the cross, the sorrows. Oh, how I need you, my Jesus, in this night of exile. Stay with me tonight, Jesus, in life with all its dangers. I need you. Let me recognize you as your disciples did at the breaking of bread, so that the Eucharistic communion be the light which disperses the darkness, the force which sustains me, the unique joy of my heart. Stay with me, Lord, because at the hour of my death, I want to remain united to you, if not by communion, at least by grace and love. Stay with me, Jesus. I do not ask for divine consolation because I do not merit it, but the gift of your presence, oh yes, I ask this of you. Stay with me, Lord, for it is you alone I look for, your love, your grace, your will, your heart, your spirit. Because I love you and ask no other reward but to love you more and more. With a firm love, I will love you with all my heart while on earth and continue to love you perfectly during all eternity. Amen. What are you looking for? When we are looking for the Lord Jesus, when we realize that he is with us, that he sees us, that he hears us, when we ask him to stay with us, then we, like St. Andrew in the Gospel today, can say, we have found the Messiah.